Today's daf is Masechet Avodah Zarah, daf Chof Tet, and we're up to the sixth line, the Tana Rabbana. So we were talking about the relationship of bloodletting to eating fish, and that leads us here to the following brayta. Tana Rabbana, Amekiz Dam, Lo Yochal Hagbash, as a reference, as a siman, to make it easy to remember what somebody who had a bloodletting should be careful not to eat, is he shouldn't eat chalav, or gvina, milk, cheese, v'lo bitzalim, and lo shachlayim. No onions, and no shachlayim. How do they, pepper work with cress? Okay. Yeah, that's what it was. V'imachal, what if he did eat? Then what? Omer Abayin, naite reviyata dechalav, reviyata dechamra. Bring a reviyat haluk of vinegar and another one of wine. Mix them together. Narvina bari adadi, vinishte, and drink it down. But when you go to the bathroom, baby, get out of the way. When you go to the bathroom, get out of the way, because otherwise everyone will faint. Only make sure that you leave the city to go to the east of the city, because the east wind doesn't blow. The wind that comes from that direction doesn't blow very hard, therefore won't make the city evacuate. Mishum de kasha recha, because boy, the stench is just awful. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, malin unkli b'Shabbat. You are allowed to lift the unkli. What exactly is that? Avankali is it? My avankali, Om Rabbi Abba istuma kadaliba. Now, also not very clear what exactly is that. I mean, it seems to be a contradiction. Is it a stomach or is it a heart? So Rashi gives two possibilities. The one that he says is most reasonable is that there is some cartilage that is above the heart, which sometimes can bend inwards and make it difficult. It puts pressure on the heart, which makes it difficult to breathe. It may be stomach adaliba may simply mean a distended stomach, which does the same thing, really.
It can put pressure on the heart.
Yeah, it puts pressure on the heart. So,
what's that? What's a distended stomach?
Well, there's a lot of air, gas in the stomach, so it makes it, it expands. It makes the heart have to pump against the stomach. It makes you feel like you're not getting enough oxygen. Some actually have your stomach, and they learn that it's of the stomach, not of the heart. More the heart of the stomach rather than the stomach of the heart. But Rashi focuses on the heart. Maya Sutta, what would you do to cure such a situation? Maite kamuna kiravya. So you bring a fistful of kamun and ninya, which undoubtedly is... I wouldn't say undoubtedly, but Rashi says is nanya, what we call nanya, which is mint. Agdana, I don't know that Rashi says it's lana, which would mean it's a wormwood. I think they generally translate it. How do they translate it?
Say asafedita.
Asafedita? Yeah, the Gemara says that the lana is asafedita. Citri, don't know what that is either.
Savory,
yeah. Okay. And avarata is hyssop. I mean, it's hyssop. So what do you have there? Oh, you both have. So now this particular mixture is actually a pretty good general therapy, you know. So if it's for the heart, laliba, it should be mixed in a cup of wine, the chamra. Way to remember that is yain yisamach levav enosh. Wine makes the heart happy. If it's larucha, Rashi says rucha actually means for a shachefet. We translate shachefet as croup, I think. Or in other words, it's hard to get your breath, or it's an illness that's caused by a ruach. How do they translate it?
Asthma.
Okay. A breathing problem. So there it would be best to mix with water. For kuda, Rashi says, is a... do they have a translation of it? An actual name? Rashi says it's an illness that affects women at birth, of chills. So it's best mixed with beer, the shikra. The simanecha, the way to remember that is vechada, which is similar to kuda, al shikhma, which sounds pretty much like shikra. So, you know. But at least two letters of it remind you of the beer. Ravacha Bereda Rava used to grind those ingredients all together And he would take quite a lot of it, full five fingers full, and he would drink that just as a general tonic. Rav Ashi wouldn't mix them together. He would actually grind each one separately, shochi kol chad v'chad v'chudei, and he would only drink shochi meleitz ba'irabati meleitz be'zutrati. Rashi says it means what you put the thumb against the pinky, whatever would be held by the thumb against the pinky. Rav Papa, ana avdil cholhani, I get to, a pinch? Yeah, pinch, very good. I mean, it's not the normal pinch, but it's a pinky pinch. Omer of Papa, an avdil cholhani, I tried all this, and never helped me get my breathing back. Lo yista soy, adi omer lehutai, until there was an Arab, and he told me, I tekuza chadata. What you want to do is you take a little thimble cup, small cup size, brand new, Mayu Maya, fill it up with water, Varami Bay Tarvada the Dubsha, and put in it a handful of honey. And leave it to Tolila Bekukve. It's been hanging outdoors under the stars. Ulamachar Ishti. The next day, after it spent the night, then drink it. Avdehake, I did that. Now that worked, we'd say. There's six things that help a person get better, to recover from an illness, and it's not just a temporary alleviation, it actually helps you. The Elohim, kruv, so gourds are good, trodin, or the beets, mesisin, the Metargim on Rashi says that it's mint, which is difficult to believe. How did they translate it?
Dry penny royal.
Dry penny royal. That's great. You don't have to be a botanist. Mesisin vesha. The kevat, that's the stomach, whatever contents. The heret, which is the uterus from a cow. The yoteret hakaved, and the lobe of the liver, it's a thicker part of the liver. Yesh omrim after gimptanim. It's a good thing our president isn't here, or he'd even be more dedicated to his herring. But also these little fish. And by the way, you should know, not only for this, but herring is just great for anything, you know. Dagim ketanim. Mavrin, it should say umavrin, not marbin, mavrin. Kol gufo shel adam, it makes your whole body healthy. Now, there's 10 things that can put you right back into your illness again and make it even worse. So, ha'dvarim achzirim et hachalel l'choyo v'choyo kasher ve'elohim, and it would be ochel, basar shor, basar shamin, puts in the bach here, make, these are separate things. So eating beef or very oily meat or basar tzli, barbecued meat, basar tziporim, bird meat, beitzah tzluya, and roasted egg, shachlaim, how do they translate shachlaim?
Press.
Oh, again, press. Pepper word. Actually, the pepper word, yeah, I don't know, press, I mean, shachlaim is very, very popular, so I don't know, but I mean, pepper word is called the poor man's pepper. That's what they call pepper. Gives a taste, and it's also pretty common. It grows underneath the bushes. So. And getting a haircut, going to a bathhouse, and overheating, and also cheese and liver. We know the kavei yeshua b'maf egozim. Some people say that egozim are included. Certain kinds of nuts will make it difficult for you. So two gourds, melons, depending how you read the kishuin, the context. Tanadver of Yishmael. Lamanik Rashmo kishuin. Why are they called kishuin? Because from the word kashin, because kashin, the kogufoshal adam, kecharavot, they really are difficult to digest. Vemistaprimi and bechomakom. The next thing, now we're finally out of the refuah, is Vemistaprimi and bechomakom. You don't go to get a haircut from a akum. Tana Rabban, Yisrael mistaper me'avet kochavim. A Jew is getting a haircut from a goy, must look in the mirror. And we'll discuss this in a moment. Ro'eh b'mara na'upashtas, it sounds like you look in the mirror because that way you can see who's coming at you with the razor, you know, you'll have a chance to shout or something. But that's not what it means. Vo'avet kochavim ha'mistaper me'Yisrael, if the Jew is the barber, and the goy is the one who's getting the haircut. So since they used to grow these special locks for the Lashema Avodat Kochavim, which was called the Blurit, like the Mohawk, like the weird guys,
Hare Krishna
guys do. So Kima Chigia le Blurito Shometet Yado. So when you get near that Blurit, so even though you don't cut the Blurit itself, but you don't want to cut the area to make the Blurit more bolet. So it should be nicer and be more clearly a sign of the Avodah Zarah. Gemara is going to talk about how far away from the Blurit you would want to stop cutting. Omar Ma. Now let's take that from the top. You say, Yisrael Mestaprem Yaveh Kochavim Ro'eh B'Mar'eh. You're supposed to look in a mirror. Now, what is that all about? I mean, Echidami. First of all, tell me where they are. Are we talking about in a Reshut HaRabim where people are looking? So then why would he have to look in the Mara? Lomali Mara. And if it's Reshut HaYachid, what's going to help him? I mean, if he's in the guy's house somewhere where he's not going to be able to save himself, so you mean at least he'll have time maybe to say Shema Yisrael. I mean, what's the point of looking in the mirror? So Kiro'eh Mayavi says, actually, it is talking about in Reshut HaYachid. The point of the Mara'ah is not really to see anything. The point of the Mara'ah is that kivan de'ika mar'ah mitchazik adam chashuv. Since he's looking at a mirror, I mean, only somebody who's like really up there, he's got to be worried about his appearance in the Senate or something. I mean, why would anybody else care about what kind of haircut they get? So since he's looking in a mirror, this guy thinks to himself, man, this guy must be somebody really important. And as we saw before, an adam chashuv gets special treatment. Namely, he doesn't get the razor in the throat. So, so because of that, the man, the barber will be afraid to hurt him. Well, let's see what happens. Rav Chana Bar Bizna, he was getting a haircut in the little alleyways, which was not really Rishut HaRabim. So Omar Lay, so the barber said to him, Mr. Chana, Mr. Chana, your neck looks perfect for a razor. Yoy kuech lezuga. Omar, oh boy. Tete li da avri ada Rabbi Meir. You know, I deserve that kind of treatment because I didn't pay any attention to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it can't be mistaper b'chol mokar. So I said, what do you mean Rabbi Meir? He was over on the Rabbanon also. I mean, all the Rabbanans argued Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. They said, Birshut HaRabim, it's okay. And he went to the Shvilei Narada. So the Rabbanon lo avar. Ema dam Rabbanon Birshut HaRabim. Where did they ever see him going to Rishut HaYachid? Mi Omar. He held it. That didn't mean literally it has to be Amish Rishus HaRabim, that everybody's constantly walking by. I mean, people come all the time to get haircuts. It's open. It's not as if I went into his house or anything. So Shvili Narada, he thought, was Mutter also. So therefore, he didn't hold he was over on the Rabbanim. But he held he should have been Makvid to be Makvid like Rabbi Meir. The Oveko Chavima Mistaper Israel. So, I mean, what does that mean? You don't actually cut the blurit. What you do is you cut the area around the blurit. So it says when you get to the blurit, you stop cutting. If you got to the blurit, you already did your job. So what you must be saying is that somewhere where it's not going to be mavlit, it's not going to stress the blurit, there is where you stop. So where is that? Come. Where is that? Amra Malki, Amra Vadabarava, it means Shloshah, it's about Lakol Ruach Vruach. The normal shear, when we say close to something, to stress it, is within three etzbaot. So three etzbaot in each direction is what you don't want to cut, because that already serves to accent the blurit. Amra Chanina Bereda Ravika, by the way, if you want to remember who said what, and everybody always, we've had this so many times, everybody always gets mixed up between Remalkiya and Remalkiyo because their names are so close. So let me just remind you that the sugya of what to do with the shvod on Yontif, which is a spit, shvachot, and the story of no matter how many shvachot a woman brings in, she still, there's still Reb Elazar's din, there's still a certain amount that she has to do herself in the house for her husband. And gumot, which is the question of whether a follicle counts as a sa'ar in terms of determining gadlut, those things were said by Rav Malkiyo, whereas blurit, and that's of course why we bring it in here, this din of shalosh etzba'ot, efer mikle, which is the question of not using for a wound ash, because it looks like a tattoo when it gets into the sore, And Vina, the question of which we're going to be getting to later, the question of the Isser of Vina, was all said by Rav Malkiya. So when we said over here, Rav Malkiya, Omer Vada Barava, Sholosh Etzbaot, that is correct. Omer of Papa, no, that's wrong. Actually, the way the simon is very simple. Anything that was a comment on a Mishnah or a Braita is Rav Malkiya. And anything that was said outside of the context of the Mishnah or Braita is Rav Malkiya. And it's easy to remember that because you can always remember that the Mishnah is queen. If the Mishnah is queen, then Malkiya is sort of a female sounding name. So Rav Malkiya spoke about the Mishnah Malkata. The practical difference between the simon now, the way Rav Papa sees it, and the way Rav Chanina Breda Ravika sees it, is Shvachot, because Shvachot is actually, that's in the Mishnah, in which case Shvachot would have been said by Rav, according to Rav Papa, by Rav Malkiya, because it's a Mishnah. And according to Rav Achabrei Ravika, Shvachot was said by Rav Malkiya. It also replaces Efer, it switches Efer Mikla. But since Rav Papa had given a simon in terms of Rav Malkiya, we mentioned the switch in Rav Malkiya, not in Rav Malkiya. But it turns out that they both still say three. Continues the Eluk Mishnah. Eluk. Oh, yeah. I didn't see you sneak in so quietly. The following things that are found in the hand of an Avi Kechavim are Osir. And when I say found in the hand of an Avi Kechavim, I mean Lechakila. In other words, not that the Avi Kechavim buys it and then becomes Osir, but it was originally made by an Avi Kechavim. Following things are Osir, not only to eat, but they're Osir in any kind of Ana'a. You can't even sell it, use the money. So wine, that is in their hands. You know, it's stam yenam, it's be osur bana'a. Achomet shalovdei kochavim. And vinegar, which was originally wine, so it doesn't lose its isur of yayin as it becomes vinegar. And cheres hadrayani, hadrayanic cheres, which is a way in which they used to carry around wine for the army. So they would now mix wine together with clay, would turn it into a mixture that was a solid. They would take this solid, mix it with water when they would get to where they were, and then the wine would be exuded, the clay would fall to the bottom, and they would have their wine with them. Since it started as wine, so it also doesn't lose its iser once it's mixed now into a charis. Reconstituted wine, yeah. The orot levuvin, and skins that have a round hole, as we'll see, right where the heart was, because this was a sort of a strange kind of thing they would do to animals to bring to Avodah Zarah, to make a hole in the outside of the skin, remove the live heart to bring its life to the holy altar. And so that becomes now the Isur Zivchei Meitim, becomes an actual Zivchei Avodah Zarah, and Asert now the skins as well. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, it's not any place where there's a hole connected to the heart. It would have to be Bizman Shakera Shalo Agol. This part of the Avoda was to make a perfectly round hole through which the heart was removed. Then it's Asur. But if it's Mashuch, if it's a cut, or it's an elongated opening, so then it would be Mutar, because it obviously was not done as part of the Avoda Zara. Basara Nichnas Lo Avodat Kochavim Mutar. But Hayotze is Asur. Mipneishu Kizivchei Meitim Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So the fact that the meat had been set aside, as we'll see, doesn't Asur. If it's already been in there, then it becomes like a tikrovet, even though it wasn't burned. So if it's presented in front of the altar, that also gives it a bit of Zivchei Meitim. Ha'ochim le'tarput, the lashon of tarput is the lashon of turpa, which is something ugly and bad, a place where you can destroy something, or others learn that comes from the lashon of trafim. So, but it's basically a place where people go together to worship, or they have some kind of convention of the church. Asur la'tet v'la'teti mayhem, you're not allowed to do business with them, because then they will go ahead, either they actually buy things that they're going to be using in the ceremonies, or as we saw in the beginning of the Masechta, there'll be moda that the fact that they were able to get things that they needed, there'll be moda to the Avodah Zarah. But once again, Haba'im Mutari, this Lechor is only here because it's similar to the Ba'im, the Nichnasim, and the Yotzim. I mean, otherwise, that doesn't belong here. It belongs back in the first parak, where we're talking about Lifnei Adem and the various things that they would do. Nodotav Dekochavi. Now, if you use the leather flasks, or the kankanehim, or the actual porcelain or earthenware, and the wine in it belongs to a Jew. The Yain Shei Yisrael Kadosh Behem. Nonetheless, it is aser because of the absorbed taste of the wine. And Alibi de Rabbi Meir, Yisurani Surhana'a, the Rabbi Meir. So even though what you have now is a tam, not the mamish, of the Yain that's tam yena, nonetheless, it remains an Isra Hana'a, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim Ein Isra Nisra Hana'a. There was no Isra Hana'a on the tam, just on the actual wine. Hachar Tzanim, the Hazagin Shalav Deko Chavim Asurim. Also, the lees, or the dried out pits, and the skins that once were part of an Ovek Chavim's wine are Asur. The Isra Nisra Hana'a, and Alibi Rabbi Meir, there are two, there's an Isra Hana'a. If they are still wet, lachim. So then asurim, and indeed we agree with you, they're asur bana. If they're yeveshim, if they've already dried out, they're not only mutar bana, we're going to see that they're actually completely mut. Hamurias, ugvinat beit unaiki. Murias is a herring juice, but it was mixed with wine, as we often today have the wine herring. So the Murias was the fish juice that would come out. They would mix it with wine and sell it that way. Gvinat Beit Unaiki, Shel Ovdei Kochavim, Asurim. And there was this village that was famous for its cheeses, but in that village, the cheese was not only Asur Bachila, we'll see later on, that in general the cheese of Anakim was Asur Bachila. Over there was actually Asur Bana'a, Divrei Rabbi Meir. We'll see why in the Gemara. V'chachamim Omrim Ein Isuran Isuran Na'a. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'al Rabbi Yishmael at Rabbi Yeshua, Kishayu Mahalchim Baderach. And we'll see in the Gemara that they had just made the Gezerah against eating non-Jewish cheese, the Gvinot Akko. So he asked them, well, what's the logic in that? Mipnei Ma'asru Gvinot of Dekochavim. Omar Lo, now we're going to see that he didn't want to tell him. And the reason that he didn't want to tell him was because at the beginning of a Gezerah, before it catches on, since Gezerahs usually don't make sense to people, if people would know why the Gezerah would make, they'd laugh it out of house and home, and the Gezerah would never take on. And if a Gezerah doesn't take on, then after a year, it's canceled. So they would not expose the reasoning for fear of people's not taking the reasoning very, very seriously. So he gave him a tam b'yam, and he told him, Neshim ma'amidim ota, Bekeva shel nevela. The reason that it's osur is because they use rennet. Keva is the stomach contents of an animal that's a nevela. And because of that, the tam of the nevelas and the cheese, see, not, that's also not true. But none of this is true. But anyway, that's why they answer it. So Rabbi Shmuel said to him, I don't understand. But there's no isur in keva shel nevela at all. Because halor kevat ola is more common than kevat nevela. Maybe you have the keva of an animal that was brought as a korban ola. If you washed out the stomach contents, so you have the renner, and the din is over there.
The is the
no, I mean the content includes food, but it's the lining itself that there's a enzymes, yeah. And the enzymes, when they're applied to milk, turn it into cheese. So, where you have an oila itself, an oila is more chomer in terms of Yisra'a no, but ila, you're not allowed to be nene from it. Then an oila is not osur bano. And nonetheless, the halach is that they said that a kohen should hato yafel. Look, if the guy can hold his own stomach contents in, he'd be able to sorfa chayav. You know, he could drink it raw if he wants. So there's no isra on it. So if there's no isra on the keva of an ola, why in the world would there be isra on the keva of an oila? Actually, this is a parenthetical comment here. By the way, we're just bringing the rest of it. This wasn't part of the conversation. Lo hodulo, they didn't say lechatchila you can really do that. But they did agree that there certainly is no Isser Me'ilan. In any event, getting back to the conversation. Well, said Rabbi Yeshua, the truth is, it's because, since we're more machmir on Avodat Kochavim, we're over there, the takroves of Avodat Kochavim, everything is aser, because of lo yidbat biyot ha'uma, and not a lot of anything from that. So even something that is not generally considered to be a foodstuff, which is why it doesn't have any Isser on it, even that is us when it comes to Avodah Zarah. So it's us for that Avodah Zarah. Therefore, they assert the cheeses that were made with it. Amar lo, so he said, but that's inconsistent. If it's truly because there's a chashash that it comes from Avodah Zarah, it should have been Asur Bahana'ah. But it isn't Asur Bahana'ah. You're just not allowed to eat cheese that comes from a goy. So what's the real reason? Come on. Yisiyola davar acher. So he changed the subject. Started talking about something else. Amarlo, and said to him, Yishmael Achi, my dear friend Yishmael, tell me, how do you read the pasuk? Hech ata kore, ki tovim dodecha miayin, o ki tovim dodayich miayin? So who's talking to? Is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's speaking to Klal Yisrael, or Klal Yisrael that's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he said, ki tovim dodayich. No, Amarlo, that's not true. You're wrong. In Adavar Kei. Because if you take a look at the next pasuk, Chavero melamed alav, L'reach shemanecha tovim. So obviously we're talking over here, Dodecha, it's Klal Yisrael, who's saying, Yishakeni m'dishikot piyu, not because you've told me that you like making love to me, but because I like you to make love to me. So it's not, the reason he chose this pasuk to ask him is, as we'll see, is that the Dodecha is a reference to the Takonas Chachomim. So that's the love that's involved in the Shmir of the Torah that the Chachamim are talking. So he wanted to be merames to him. Look, for the covet of the Gezerah, how do you read the pasuk? So he would understand that there's an Indian not to be mefarsim the logic, or the lack of logic, in a Gezerah the Rabbanan, which is generally made for its ultimate use, and not for the mechanism that they use as an explanation. So in other words, you make up a mechanism. The mechanism usually doesn't make all that much sense. It makes a little bit of sense, but the reason that it's put there is in order to avoid an implication that will turn out to be very damaging. It could be an implication of social implication, of connection to Goyim, or these things go on even Bizman Hazem. That's the electricity issue, where everybody knew electricity had to be awesome. Now the question was to figure out why it would be awesome. But because it would be clear that, I mean, well, you'd have nothing left of Shabbos. I mean, once you have robots doing everything for you, the machines, that I mean, so then there won't be a remez left of Shabbos. Okay, so the shayla is, we'll figure out different mechanisms. But it doesn't mean necessarily that everybody takes seriously the full, you know. It's that kind of thing where the Gemara will ask sometimes, why is it something aser? Isn't it Asr, Midrabbanan? Why isn't it Asr? It's only Asr when somebody asrs it. It doesn't become Asr because you don't like it. So apparently there are inyanim that are so roi, to because of the impact that it will have on the whole surah of life, that it would be roi to see it as a subcategory of something.
Umbrellas.
That should be us. Huh?
Umbrellas.
No, umbrellas. Those are serious issues.
Yes. But one of the things that prevent the way. The issues seem to, the way I understood it, its development was that it started out primarily as the reform were saying, we won't give up umbrellas on Shabbos.
The umbrellas that's part of a standard thing of Ali. Didn't start with umbrellas.
Right, but it's something that canon can't be open. Canon can't be closed. So we'll take that and we'll make it the reason why it's us.
Okay.
They didn't want to do this.
I don't know. But it's, I guess. I actually had one kashrus official from a major kashrus agency answer my question as to why in the world they claim that chewing gum is not kosher since you don't eat it. Answer me. Well, people want to eat it so much. Doesn't that show you that something's wrong with this? Okay, but sometimes it can be taken a little too far. Es the Gemara Yayin Minalan. Why do we assume that Yayin is considered to be Asur Bana? Well, Merabba Baravu Amar Kro, Asher Chelev Zivachemu Yochelu. Here we see that the Torah compares now the Zevach to Yishtu Yed Nesicha. So apparently the wine that was poured out on Avodah Zorah has the same din as an actual Zvicha to Avodah Zorah. And that tells me, just like a Zevach is Asur Ba'ana, we're going to ask how we know that in a moment, Af Yayin Nami Asur Ba'ana, V'Zevach Gufei Min Olam. How do we know that things brought to an Avodah Zorah that were sacrificed are considered to be Asur Ba'ana? Dichtiva Yitzmedu L'Va'al Pa'or V'Yochlu Zivchei Metim. They ate from the sacrifices that are like the dead. So just like a corpse, a mate is Asur Ba'ana, so too is a Zevach of Avodah Zorah Asur Ba'ana. Yeah, who says that a corpse is Asur Ba'ana? Who made Guf? That we learn out from Megillah Arufa. Atya sham me'eglah arufa. Ktivach avatomot sham Miriam. Uktivatam va'arfu sham et ha'eglah benachal. Just like by the eglah arufa, there's an isra na'a. So too by vatomot sham Miriam, there's an isra na'a. And how do we know the eglah arufa is asur bana? Va'atamin alam. Amidavei Rabbi Yonai kapara ketiv ba kikodashim. That's because the Torah says the Lashon of Nikaper Le'Badam or Kaper Le'Amcha Yisrael. And we know that by courtship that we have Beferish, the whole Parsha Me'ilah. And so it must be that if the Eglah Aruf is Osir, then the mate is Osir. If the mate is Osir, the Zevach is Osir. And if the Zevach is Osir, then the Ayin is Osir. V'achomet shel Ovdei Kochavim shayu mitchilato yai. The next thing in the Mishnah list is where you're going by vinegar that was initially wine. Says the Gemara, why is that a separate thing? I mean, why bother mentioning it? Isn't it pshita? I mean, what would I have thought? That if it started off as wine, it magically becomes mutter because it turns into vinegar. I mean, what takes off the original iser? So, mishum da'ach mitzpaka la'isure. Would I have thought that the iser disappears? Amar Avashi, no. The point is, to make it very clear, that it's only usher because of the fact that it was wine. But that if we give a vinegar to an akum to hold for us, say, that chomet shalonu b'yan akum, that does not require a chotam betochota. Because what the Mishnah is letting you know is, imishu mintsuche lo mansuche. What it's saying is, the only answer is because it was one's wine, which means there's no chashash of actually using vinegar to pour out in front of an avodah zorah. So you don't have to worry about that. And imishu mi'ichalufe, if you're worried about perhaps the exchange of one vinegar for another, maybe they like, they feel this vinegar is of higher quality, they'll try to get it and put in their own vinegar instead of give it back to us, the lower quality vinegar. So there, for that, you do not need a chotam, but tok chotam. Even a single chotam already makes it just not worth the tircha. So kimendika chotam, lo tarchu mezayev. Omar Rabbi Yilash, andinu yayin mevushal, shalov deko chavim. We also learn that if you have wine that had been cooked, and it initially had belonged to the goy, so it originally was regular wine, obviously, it remains osir. Well, obviously, pshita, mishum di'ivsho, pokala yisura. I mean, why would it become mutter if it was cooked? Omer avashi, that's only if it starts off cooked. Omer avashi, that's the point, that if you have yayin mevushal, that's kosher, and now you leave it in the store of a goy, that it remains kosher. That's what's coming to tell me. That the Atalah Shemina, the Yain Mevushal Shalan, and is now it's marketed in the supermarkets, and is Biyad of Deko Chavim, it does not require a Chotem et Chotem, because since it's Mevushal, it's not of a high enough quality to be Menaseh. See, Mishum in Tzuchi Lo Menaseh, and that's goof what I learned out from the way that it's mentioned in the Braita, which is, if it was originally wine, then, once it's Mevushal, it wouldn't be used. And as far as the general question of whether they would switch it to drink this wine and give a lower quality wine in its place, even without the complexities of a chota betol chotam, this is not worth the trouble for the slight benefit. Lo tarachumis ayev. Tana rabbanu amikiz dam lo yochal chagbash lo chalav lo gvinav lo betzalim lo shech laim. Imachal amar abayin naiti reviyata rechal reviyata recham ravin beadi adode. Venishte, but ki mefani lo mefani lo mizracha shalir mishum de kasha reicha. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ma lin avankuli b'shabat, ma avankuli om Rabbi Abba, istume kataliba, Maya Sutta, Maite Kumuna Karavya Vininya Vagdana Vitsitre Vavata Laliba mixed with Khamra Vitsimanaka Yaini Samakla Vavanosh, Larucha mixed with Maya, Vitsimanaka Ruakalohim, Mirakavatapneamain, Frakuda mixed with Shikra, Vitsimanaka Vikada Al Shikma. Rebagabre the Rava Shakiklu Lukulabadi Adoni, Vishakala Malakomesh at Spati Vishatila. Ravashi Shakiko Kadvakatla Kude, Vishakabala et Rabbi Umlo et Pesutrati. Omer of Papa, I tried the whole business. Flo, you stay Adamani Utaya, I took Kuzakata Maya Maya Varami Betarvada de Dufshra, the Tolaya Bekuche, and then Lamach Rishte Avdiakavit. Ton Rabbanashi Shitvari Marapin and Takolamikoyo. Urufuatan rufua, veelohin kruv, trodin, mesisin, yvesha, vekevat, veheret, vioter takaveit, vieshomrim avdagim ktanim, velod, but a herring is good for whatever that ails you. Dagim ktanim mafrin umivarin kogovoshlada. Asradvarim magazirim etakolel koyo, vekoyo kashe, veelohin. Aoko basar shor, basar shuman, basar tsli, basar tsiporim, Beitzat sluya shachlaim, tigelachat, merchatz, ugvina, vekaveit, v'yesh omrim af egozim, v'yesh omrim af kishuim. Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, lo menik rishman kishuim, ipnei shem kashin, lakol gufo shel adam kecharavot. V'im mistaprim mehem v'chol makom, toravani, Yisrael mistaprim mehakum, ro'e b'mar'a, ve'oved kochavim mistaprim Yisrael, kima shigele b'luriyoto, shomei tet yado. Omar, Yisrael mistaper meyakum ro'e b'mar'a. Tzaychi domi, Iber shuta rabim lo melei mar'a. V'Iber shuta yachid, what good is it? Ki ro'a mayavi. Li'olam b'shuta yachid, b'kivin di'i gamar'a. He looks like he must be an adam chashem. Rav Chana bar Bizna have a mistaper meyakum b'shvili din ha'arado. Omar le chana chana, yoi kuach ha'lazuga. Omar, oops, te li di avri ad Rabbi Meir. What do you mean ad Rabbi Meir? Rabban lo avar. Aim at Amra Bonam Shitrabi, Rushutayakid me Omar, who Savar Shvili the Narda, Kiva the Shriche Rabim, Gerishutta Rabim Domo, Ovika Kamim Sabisro, Kivan Shigiel of Luriyoto, Shamated Yado Vikama, Omra Malki, Omra Vadabarava, Sharsha Etzbaotoko Ruach Varuach, Omra Vikanina Breder Vika, Shpod, Shfachot, and Gumot was said by Rav Malkia. Blurit, Ephraimiko, Gvina was said by Ramalkia. Omer of Papa, no. It's Matnitinu Matnitar Ramalkia. Shmaitita Ramalkia. Vesimanecha Matnita Malkita. The practical difference, Binayu, is Ike Binayu Shvachot. And of course, we also have to invert Ephraimikla. Elo devarim shalov de kochavim asurim isuran isurana. Ayain vachomet shalov e kochavim shayam etchilato yain. V'cheres hadariani v'orot levuvin. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer bizman shakeres shelo agol. Then it's asur v'shuch mutar. Bosr andich naslavodat kochavim mutar v'yotze asur v'pnei shuk kizivchei meitim divrei Rabbi Akiva. Ha'ochim letarpot asur l'seit v'latet imayim v'habain mutarin. Nodot avdei kochavim v'kan kineihem v'yayin shel Yisro kanus behem der asurin. And I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, Yisrael, Yisrael, Na'ah. If Rabbi Meir, V'chachamim omrim ein Yisrael, Yisrael, Na'ah. Hakarzanim v'azagim shel Akum. Asurim Yisrael, Yisrael, Na'ah. If Rabbi Meir, V'chachamim omrim blachin asurin yveshin mutarim. Hamurias u'gvinot beit unaiki shel avdei kochavim. Asurim Yisrael, Yisrael, Na'ah. If Rabbi Meir, V'chachamim omrim ein Yisrael, Yisrael, Na'ah. Om Rabbi Yudah, Sha'ar Rabbi Yishmat, Rabbi Yeshua, Kishayim Ha'alkum Adarach. Well, be play masru gvinot akum. Omar menshba midimota bekeva shalvela. Omar lo kevat ola hamura bekevat nevela. Nonetheless, from lo kohen shidato yafes orfa chaya. Actually, lo hodol avol omrein ening veimal. Omar, well, it's menshba midimota bekevat egle avodat kochavim. Then imkein lama lo asru abanaa. He sealed with a vacher. Amalo, Yishmael achi, hechatakore. Kitovim do decha miyayin, o kitovim do daich. Amalo, kitovim do daich. Amalo, wrong. In other vacain. Sharechavirom alam in alam. Nereach shimanecha tovim. Yayin minolan, Amar Abba Barvu, Amar Krasha Chelov, Zevachim o Yochelu, Yishtu Yayin Nesicha. Ma Zevach Asur Bana'a, Af Yayinami Asur Bana'a. Vezevach Gufe minolan, Tehtiva Yismidu Leval Porva Yuchlu Zivchei Meitim, Ma Meit Asur Bana'a, Af Zevach Nami Asur Bana'a. And how do we know Meit Gufe minolan? At Yasham Sham Yeglarufa, Tivacha Vatomot Sham Miriam, Uktivatam Vorfu Sham, את הגלו בנחה. מעלה לנה סורבנה, אף כנמיה סורבנה. ואת אמינה לה. ארמיד ורביאנה כפרקתי בקי קודשים. כל בית של עובדי כוכבים שהיה מתחילתו יאים, well, obviously, משום דאחמץ, would you think, פוקה לישראל? אומר רבשי, the point is, that את על השמינה, that כל בית שלנו, ביד עובד כוכבים, אין צריך חותם בתוך חותם. Because אם מישהו מנצוחי, they wouldn't do it. But Lomanaske vinegar. Vimishumikhlufi kivinika khotumekhad lotorch mezai. Omer Rabbi Eloi, we also have an abraita, yain mevushal, shalov de kochavim shayim metchilato yain asur. And we have the same discussion, pshita. Mishum divshu pokala yisura. Omer Ravashi atalashmin yain mevushal shalonu. Miyad of de kochavim, en tzorchotumetokhotam. Vimishumin suve, sufi. לא מנסה, אם מישהו מחלוף, הגיב לי כחותם אחד, לא תורך ומזייב.